You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Slay and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
A New York representative is calling on more surveillance of Muslims. USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirtz has the story.
New York Representative Peter King has told reporters law enforcement is being intimidated away from using a method to stop terrorism like police use to stop the mafia.
The only way you're going to find that out in the future is if you have constant surveillance on the ground. And unfortunately, police departments have been pushed away from that. I think if every department followed the model of what the NYPD was doing, you'd have much less chance of a plot like this succeeding.
King acknowledged the percentage of Muslims who would conduct terror is low, but that surveillance is still necessary. I'm Jason Wirt.
A Texas plumber is suing a Houston car dealer over a truck he sold to them that's now being used by ISIS in Syria. The 2005 Ford F-150 still has the plumber's business name and phone number clearly printed on the door. It's been seen in ISIS-promoted photos across the world, and that has reportedly caused the man to receive countless threatening phone calls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
What could be the biggest premiere in Hollywood history is just a few hours away. Star Wars The Force Awakens premieres tonight for VIP audiences at three theaters. One of those movie houses is the iconic TCL Chinese Theater where the original Star Wars premiered in 1977. Now, just because some lucky individuals are getting to see the new film days before everyone else doesn't mean you have to worry about having it spoiled for you. You see, members of the media invited to tonight's events have been asked to not give away details and to show up dressed in Star Wars chic attire. Amazon is ending the sale of some hoverboards because of concerns the self-balancing scooters can catch fire. The online retail giant is telling companies that make the pulled boards that they'll have to find a way to certify that their products are safe. The move follows nearly a dozen reports from across the country of hoverboards catching fire in recent weeks. 9 months of pregnancy can present a mom-to-be with a variety of challenges, and one of the biggest challenges is food. Dr. Giovanni Piedamonte with the Cleveland Clinic says new research suggests a correlation between an expectant mother's diet and the long-term health implications of her baby.
I think that balanced diet during pregnancy and also during lactation is extremely important, in that is going to have a very substantial impact on the fetus. It's a wonderful container in which the baby thrives.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through vitamin C, wake-up call, and chamber chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
They couldn't pick a better time to start in life.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state, gonna treat you great.
Gonna give you barley, carrots and potatoes, spinach and tomatoes.
Flowers on the prairie where the June bugs zoom. Plenty of air and plenty of room. Plenty of heart and plenty of hope.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Oh, all right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunterdon.com. I should give you a hint as to perhaps some things that are going to happen today in history. Unbelievable. We have a couple of things, actually, where Oklahoma is mentioned, so we're going to get to that right now. Today in History on History.com. And that is for November 16th, 2015. Start off with our lead story, and again, I don't know if it's just that history loves to dwell on the worst, or we just love to dwell on the worst, or it's just that the negative things show up more in history than the positives. But on the lead story in 1532, Francisco Pizarro, the Spanish explorer and conquistador, springs a trap on the Incan emperor Atahualpa and fewer than 200 men against several thousand. Pizarro, who lures Atahualpa to a feast in the emperor's honor and then opens fire on the unarmed Incans. Pizarro's men massacre the Incans and capture Atahualpa, forcing him to convert to Christianity before eventually killing him. Gee, what a great story. Like I said.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located...
Only Wendy's makes a deal feel like a meal. Introducing the new 4 for $4. $4 for the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with freshly cooked Applewood smoked bacon, 4 all-white meat nuggets, and natural cut sea salt fries and drink. That's right, just $4 for a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, nuggets, fries, and a drink. That's one beefy, cheesy, sizzling, crispy, icy deal. Get more. Get 4 for $4 now at Wendy's. Offer includes small fries and drink at participating Wendy's for limited time. Prices may vary. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call...
Counterterrorism after the meeting. Anti-terror officials are investigating after a teacher in France was stabbed in the neck by a man pleading allegiance to ISIS. The attacker ran off after stabbing the teacher, who is expected to recover. Closing arguments are scheduled today in the trial of the first of 6 Baltimore police officers charged in the death of an African-American man in custody. Officer William Porter faces multiple charges in the death of Ray. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
And relax. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
A senator is calling out the Border Patrol for considering a controversial new head of the department. USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is speaking out after it was revealed a woman who refused to enforce federal immigration laws while in San Francisco is now an Obama administration consideration to head the Border Patrol. Johnson spoke exclusively with USA Radio News and said if he had a message for America regarding this battle of the border, it would focus on 2016.
Elections matter, and you'd understand that the Democrats are used.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them.
Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. They got a wide variety of products and solutions for which the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint a picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
All eyes are on Washington as the global markets anticipate the meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee, the group that sets key interest rates. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen will convene the meeting Tuesday in Washington. And Priscilla Huff has a preview.
It's been at near zero for 7 years, making American lending and monetary policy very cheap. Some argue the FOMC should have raised rates a long time ago. And others are saying now is not the time, especially if you take global economic conditions into consideration. The other word on the street is that Wall Street has already priced a small hike, 0.25%, into the American stock markets. So if American central bankers do raise the federal funds rate, the decision will have little impact on the stock markets, much less on the American economy. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Actor Edward Norton is helping a Syrian refugee family settle in the U.S. The Oscar-nominated star has raised more than $385,000 for the man and his two surviving children. Norton said he was moved to tears when he read about the man, whose wife and daughter were killed in a missile attack on their home in Syria. NORAD will celebrate 60 years of successfully tracking Santa's journey across the world this Christmas, and it all began with a typo in an ad. A local Sears store ran an ad in the Colorado Springs Gazette in 1955, but the phone number in the ad was wrong. Kids trying to call Santa were instead connected to Air Force Colonel Harry Shoup, who told the kids he was tracking Santa on radar. He'll continue to keep them up to date this year and at the website NORADSanta.org. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 8:09, time for Hunter Chamber Radio. It's been foggy out there, hasn't it? How about that weather for the weekend? Unbelievable. Up in the 70s, t-shirts, biking. Well, let's see if it's going to stand. 53 degrees now in Flemington. 70% chance of precipitation. Winds, fog out there. Today is Monday, and it's December 14th. Areas of dense morning fog, cloudy skies with periods of rain this afternoon. 68 is the high. Winds south of 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Cloudy with periods of rain. Thunder possible tonight. A low of 51. Wind southwest of 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. And sunny and a high of 61 with winds west-northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour for tomorrow. Wednesday, few afternoon clouds 56. Periods of rain 59 on Thursday. Rainfall near a half an inch. Overcast with rain showers on Friday. Rain chance of rain 60%. Saturday, generally sunny. A few afternoon clouds, and we drop all the way down to 43 degrees. Did you check the calendar? It's December. Got to get ready for the big guy. He's coming in a couple weeks. But I'm still seeing 50s and 60s after Saturday. So don't get your hopes up. 52 in Lebanon, 53 in Tewksbury, 54 in Raritan, 52 in East Amwell, 53 in Frenchtown, and 52 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective. And you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com. Thank you.
Well, I bet you didn't see that coming. Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. Just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, ring your earrings. You need to be on the internet, though. Because we're over the wire, not over the air. We're the only 24 talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter County. Little Freddie Cannon this morning. Everybody monkey. You might ask, why would he be playing something like that on Monday morning? Well, you'll find out in just a little bit. Got to get your traffic, though. We have some traffic reports. You can get the same ones I do. HERTTMA.com has the alerts. You register with them. They'll send you the alerts via email, or you can follow them on Twitter and have your tweets converted into text messages via quick text. So, what's going on the roads? Congestion on 78 in Tewksbury. Came out at 7:30 this morning. Exit 24 at County Route 523. Delays due to volume. And we all know about the fog, so please just be intelligent about what you're doing there. That is Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's happening on HuntChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on. We'll talk to her at 8:30, and then we'll talk to Al War at 8:40, Business with Al, giving us insight into businesses in and around Hunterdon County. At 11 o'clock at Chef Bill's Table, Bill Kinslow from Jake's comes over and talks all about advice, tips, tricks, and recipes in the kitchen. He does that with his expertise as the executive chef. Also, he teaches a class at Polytech, teaching culinary arts over there and running the cafe. In the aisles, which Sue is on from noon to 1. She is a dietitian and nutritionist at ShopRite, giving you the weekly healthy foods in the aisles. Larry Cartwright, Mental Health Matters, is on from 2 to 3, talking about overcoming or getting support for mental illness and or brain injuries. Hunter Medical Center on the air, Larry or Chris, is on from 3 to 4, talking about the people, places, and programs that are going on at the Hunter Medical Center, as the medical center used to evolve as a top-notch medical facility. Georgine Trinkle, one of our latest award winners. She's four to five. She is hot in Hunterdon, and she's talking all about the viewpoints and topics making headlines in Hunterdon. And Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, Ruth Ann Brown from 5 to 6. And Ruth Ann always has a great show getting you where you need to go on your commute home. And Ruth Ann says that she is going to be talking to Dr. Doreen Harris, who joins Ruth Ann on 5 o'clock today. And you're going to get a healthy dose of naturopathic wisdom and call in with questions. So check that out. That is the entire HuntChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle. All to learn about and interact with HuntChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in a moment.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
All right, BrownieLocks.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. See where we are. It is Human Rights Week, finishing up on the 17th. It's Christmas Bird Count Week, starts today, along with Halcyon Days, always the 7 days before and 7 days after the winter solstice. Posada starts on the 16th, and Saturnalia starts on the 17th, and Gluten-Free Baking Week starts on the 18th, so plan for all that. For today, it is Green Monday, and it's Monkey Day. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Sally Graziano of NJ.com reports on the 12th that Jingle Elves channels donations to Southern Hunterdon. For more than two decades, the Jingle Elves outreach program has made sure the holidays are a little happier for community members in need. Last year, around 200 people benefited, and said organizer Diane Rankin. The program, which started with a giving tree at the Delaware Township Municipal Building, has expanded its reach into Kingwood, Stockton, and other South County towns. Collecting individual gifts got to be overwhelming, Rankin said, so for the past 5 years, the program has accepting monetary donations. They go towards gift cards for Walmart and ShopRite, she said. This way people can get what they need most, she said. Those gift cards will start going out within a week to recipients identified by area schools, clergy, and others. While the nonprofit's primary purpose is to provide gift cards during the holiday season, it also delivers poinsettia plants to the families of Delaware Township residents who died in the past year. The first Christmas is the hardest after you've lost someone, Rankin said. Those flowers were delivered last week. All donations are anonymous in the program. The recipients don't know who the donors are, and donors don't know who will be benefit. A new program of Jingle Elves is Secret Santa, where money is donated for a specific gift to a specific person. This year, a single mom will receive a new kitchen appliance that she wants but can't get for herself because she spends all the money on bills and the children, Rankin said, and that donor remains anonymous. Another special gift this year raised money to cover medical expenses for Frankie Hall, who was bitten by a dog on July 4th. The program doesn't end with the holiday season. It addresses emergencies throughout the year, Rankin said. when people run out of food, when there are fire at a home on Route 12. We focus on the holiday season, but are available throughout the year. Jingle Elves' 7 board members receive no compensation, and its operating costs are about 3% of the funds collected, with the rest going directly to residents in need. Tax-deductible donations can be sent to P.O. Box 252, Sargentsville, New Jersey, 08557. Isn't that cool? Something that started out so benign has just keep growing and growing, and that people just buy into it and love the fact that they're doing something great for somebody without any expectation back. Isn't that what the holiday season's all about? And that is why vitamin C, that's vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh. Our celebrity birthdays from the Oldest Jockey Almanac. For December 14th, from Carrie, Max Toplin is 26. Spring Breakers' Vanessa Hutchins is 27. Actor in Control Matthew McNulty is 33. Click Sophie Monk, 36. From Thor, Patrick O'Brien Dempsey is 37. Moneyball, Tammy Blanchard's 39. Kadee Strickland from Private Practice, 40. Hector Jimenez is 42. Spy Magicians, Miranda Hart, 43. Titanic, Mirror Mask, Jason Barry is 43. The Backup Plan, Michaela Watkins is 44. Singer and actress in Phone Booth, Tia Texada is 44. Mull and Metal Skin, Nadine Garner is 45. Bosom, The Dark Knight. It's not The Dark Knight. Michael Stoyanov is 45. Californication, The Truman Show, Natasha McElroy is 46. CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, Archie Cow is 46. As the World Turns, Noel Beck is 47. Loverboy, The Heaven's Kid, Nanny Van is 50. Spider-Man movies, Evil Dead 2, Ted Raimi's 50. Picture Packed to the Rafters, Rebecca Gibney is 51. Short Circuit 2, Cynthia Gibb, 52. The Devil's Reject, Ginger Lynn, 53. Don Franklin, 55, from The Young Raiders. Star Wars Episode 6, Debbie Lee Carrington, 56. Waterboy's solo singer, Mike Scott, 57. The Village, The Talented Mr. Ripley, Celia West, 64. Virgin Witch, Vicki Michelle, 65. AC/DC bassist, Cliff Williams, 66. The Extraterrestrial, Dee Wallace, is 67. Valley of the Dolls, Patty Duke, 69. Bridesmaids, Lynn Marie Stewart, 69. Tony Orlando and Dawn, one of the Dawns, is Joyce Vincent Wilson. She's 69 today. Death on the Night, Jane Birkin, is 69. International Tennis Hall of Famer, Stan Smith, 69. Actor at 227, Hal Williams, 77. And singer, Abby Lane, 83. Those are our celebrity birthdays. We look to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air. Email me at goodmorning@huntshimmer.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be right back with more Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Senator John McCain is running for his 6th term in the U.S. Senate in 2016 and has gained the support of a fellow former presidential candidate. Mitt Romney says that re-electing McCain is important for the entire country.
I can tell you this. This is a great American senator who is critical for our country.
Romney expressed his support for Senator McCain at a re-election rally on Saturday in Mesa, Arizona. President Obama hosts a national security meeting at the Pentagon today to discuss the war against ISIS. The White House says the president will make a statement on counterterrorism after meeting. Anti-terror officials are investigating after a teacher in France was stabbed in the neck by a man pleading allegiance to ISIS. The attacker ran off after stabbing the teacher, who is expected to recover. Closing arguments are scheduled today in the trial of the first of six Baltimore police officers charged in the death of an African-American man in custody. Officer William Porter faces multiple charges in the death of Freddie Gray. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business, no time, holidays busy, pack stuff, ship stuff, help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed, loosened up, tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
A senator is calling out the Border Patrol for considering a controversial new head of the department. USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is speaking out after it was revealed a woman who refused to enforce federal immigration laws while in San Francisco is now an Obama administration consideration to head the Border Patrol. Johnson spoke exclusively with USA Radio News and said if he had a message for America regarding this battle of the border, it would focus on 2016.
Elections matter, and you understand that the Democrats are using border security. They're holding the security of our nation hostage for, you know, basically a guarantee of citizenship to people who have flaunted our laws.
Senator Johnson said Americans need to make their voice heard loud and clear that they want a secure nation. I'm Jason Wirt.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. And Michelle, I was listening to IRN USA Radio, and they started talking about how the market's going to react after the FOMC meeting. Like yes. This is a surprise.
Exactly.
Actually, I continue. They said that the markets have a quarter point already baked in.
Right.
So we'll see.
Exactly. Yeah, I was talking to a client the other day, and I said it's interesting because if you look historically, when there have been, you know, when there has been that first rate increase, typically there's an initial negative reaction or response. But that was during times when there wasn't quite so much focus on the Fed in media. So in some cases, you know, those increases came as a little bit of a surprise because, you didn't have all this 24/7 coverage in terms of the thought process, speaking and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, between, you know, obviously the two words this week are the Fed and oil. And then Friday we had the high yield, or it used to be called the junk bond market. It's still now called the high yield bond market, and that was in focus on Friday because one of the mutual funds through Third Avenue basically told its shareholders that it wasn't going to be able to provide any liquidations because they're trying to liquidate holdings within the fund. So a lot of people were looking to redeem, and they couldn't because you know risk out there when you own a fund. You know, just like with stocks, if you own bonds, you have to be buyers and sellers, and if you want to be selling your bonds, you at least want to get a somewhat attractive price for your bonds. But they were holding off on redemptions, and so it would be interesting to see what the overall high-yield market response is today, both in the ETF space and also in the mutual fund space, because a couple of the ETFs that a lot of folks invest in on the high-yield bond market as well was pretty volatile on Friday.
Yeah.
So yes, a quick little summary, just in case you were hiding under a rock over the weekend, The averages basically ended the week with losses of more than 3%, but NASDAQ had the worst. In terms of the major indices, they were off by about 4% for the week. A lot of that had to do with oil continuing to hit lows, as I mentioned, the junk bond fund. And then we've got the Fed meeting this week wrapping up on Wednesday. So if we take a look at the oil market for just a moment, if you take a look at one of the ETFs, there's an ETF called the Alerian LP ETF. Some of the mid-size and larger-size energy master limited partnership was down 10% Friday. So far, they're down about 35%. I think Joe and I talk about this on our show. Whenever we hear of, you know, a new product or maybe a product that's not necessarily new, but that you don't hear a lot about, and then all of a sudden you're hearing a lot of the fund companies, you know, I don't want to say pushing these products, but just talking a lot about them. We kind of, to us, I kind of wave the red flag, wait a second, because within the past years, a lot of the companies that offer these master limits are like, ooh, this is an investment, they got great yield, blah, 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 oil market. And fortunately, we've been staying from them because whenever we start to hear things like that, we kind of, you know, sit out on the sidelines for a while, wait for the dust to settle. And then perhaps at some point in the future, they might be a more attractive investment. But it'll be interesting to see as that continues, because this morning, oil was trading right around $35 a barrel, yet again, another low. So between oil, again, we've got the Fed meeting. If those are going to be the two things in focus that's going up until Wednesday. Early this morning when I woke up at 5 o'clock, U.S. futures were higher. They're now lower again. Again, I think today, tomorrow, leading up to Wednesday, we're going to continue to see volatility. You know, the VIX spiked quite a bit on Friday. There's probably more room there for some volatility short-term as well. Major economic data coming out today. If we hop in our airplane and take a ride around the globe, the Asian Pacific market were mostly lower with the exception of Shanghai. They had a little bit of a 2.5% bounce. But again, the volatility kind of continues there, so I wouldn't take that as, trying to all of a sudden turn you around.
Right.
European markets are currently in the red again based on oil and the Fed. So, like I said, continue to keep those seat belts securely fastened. Mm-hmm. You never want to make any decisions based on strictly your emotions. Continue to focus on the big picture. You can make some adjustments because it's time to make adjustments based on what your targets are, based upon what your objectives are. Yeah, that's one thing, but I wouldn't necessarily panic and just sit on sidelines because, you know, we don't know how long this volatility is going to continue. Although I did just see a headline. Well, it's not a headline. It's one of those advertisements, and it said, the economy is about to collapse. A $5 bill proves the stock market is on the verge of collapse. See proof. I'm going to have to quit on that.
Okay.
These are the kinds of things that are out there that obviously, you know, are designed to, A, to get people to click on and see what they talk about, and B, they kind of feed into some of the fear that's currently going on out there
right.
in the investor psychology. So.
All right, I want to hear I decided this weekend to go and look at the charts again because it's
okay.
All this craziness
yes.
going on.
Exactly.
So we're right up, for the S&P, we already broke through a bit of a floor, which was
mm-hmm.
Which was set on November 16th.
Okay.
The Dow hasn't touched that yet. Probably will break through that today. If the S&P already broke through, chances are the Dow is going to do it as well.
Yeah.
So now there's another floor, which was set at around September 16th. That was the peak in between the two lows, if you recall, between August and November. There's
right.
a little bit
okay.
of a peak when we hit the 50-day moving average. That mm-hmm. is the next place we're going to touch. That in
yeah.
the Dow is 16,709.
Mm-hmm.
And where when we get there, now the question is, where do we go next? And
right.
that could be as low as the two bottoms that we had, which was back in August, and
right.
the one in November. And that was
right.
15,908.
Mm-hmm.
So we could go as far down as that before we figure all this out. And that
yeah.
wouldn't take us very long to do. And yeah. I remember when that happened, I said to you, we're coming back here.
Right, yes, it is.
Oh, here we go again.
Here we go again.
No, we'll see. But that all needs to be figured out beforehand. So I'm sitting. So when you say don't sit on the sidelines, until I see where it goes on those numbers, I'm not doing
right.
a thing. So,
mm-hmm.
so.
Right, exactly.
So.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. So drive
Thank
carefully
you.
Today.
Absolutely.
And wait, I don't have a calendar in front of me. Are you on tomorrow?
Yes,
okay.
I believe so.
Right.
Yes, I'm on tomorrow, but then Wednesday I'm not. But yes,
right.
I will be back tomorrow.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
All right.
So you're
Sounds
you're
like
leaving me in the lurch after the FOMC meeting, huh?
I say I'll be, well, for the first part of the meeting, but I will be on Thursday.
Oh, so okay. We'll talk about the fallout.
What actually happens on Wednesday. I know I was thinking that. I'm like, wait a minute. Wednesday I'm going to be in a meeting from 8:30 to 1.
Oh.
I'll be back to the office just in time for the 2 o'clock announcement. So.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We'll
you
talk
too.
To you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Rare Preferences Services, Inc. Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon, huntingchamberradio.com. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment. And that would be Al Wars up next.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Day on huntingchamberradio.com.
You're listening to huntingchamberradio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-72-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, it's time to talk with Al. Business with Al. Al War from the Hunterdon County Democrat talks with me. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing all right. We're just reminiscing about your Georgia days when it's nice and mild like this all the time.
Yeah. So. The weather down there at Christmas time is usually 55 degrees or so.
Yeah, you decorate the palm tree, did you?
Yeah. This is the same here. I'm amazed we haven't had any snow, not a flake.
Don't say anything about that.
Don't
need that. I there's some people that are relishing. Chris Phelan, I know, is sitting there pining away that he hasn't seen any flakes yet and it's not cold. Mm-hmm. I could do without it. It's just fine.
Well, you know, one of the crops locally, apple trees, they have to have cold in the winter, or they don't do well.
Okay.
That's why they don't grow apple trees much in Georgia, where I come from. They're all a northern type of...
Right. Well, yeah, I'm sure their apple trees are going to get their cold weather. It's just as... we can push it off to January, it'll be fine.
Fine with me.
Yeah. All right, what are we talking about today?
I decided to do a little story on chocolate. During the holidays, chocolate is always popular, and I did some research on chocolate, and
did you?
I learned a lot.
Some research, right.
A little digging, and found out chocolate starts out in the seed pods of the cacao tree.
Right.
Which it was an American tree, which grew in Central and South America, Mexico. All through there, the Aztecs and the Mayas had chocolate long before the European, a thousand years before the Europeans arrived. They were making chocolate drinks of various sorts. But when the Europeans discovered chocolate, they started messing with it. They developed all kinds of things. Raw chocolate is a complicated manufacturing process that it goes through these days. You take the seed pods off the tree and remove the shell and begin.
Right.
And you have to go through a roasting and a grinding of the seeds, you end up with chocolate butter, which is all removed, and then added back in as you make different types of chocolate. And the butter is added back in controlled amounts,
mm-hmm.
so that final products you end up is dark milk and white. But dark chocolate contains cocoa butter and cocoa liquor, it's called, and sometimes vanilla as well as the sugar.
Wow.
Dark chocolate is the same, but with the addition of milk or milk solids. And white chocolate is the same as milk chocolate, except it contains no cocoa liquor, it's called. So they are different products that end up, and then these products are made into the goodies that we all appreciate and love.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you were over at the Hershey factory. Is that what you're doing your research?
Yeah. No, I was on the net. Didn't go to a chocolate factory.
Okay.
I don't know Willy Wonka.
No. Oh, my. So
anyway, there's a chocolate shop in Clinton called Chocolatey, and it's owned by Jean-Charles Hepp, is his name. He's Belgian, and he's immigrated to this country long ago, but he opened a shop there making handmade fine gourmet chocolates,
mm-hmm.
and he makes them in small, himself, he makes them right there,
right.
And he maintains close relationships with Europe, and he keeps a sharp eye on the source of the chocolate and the ingredients that he uses, but he only uses three ingredients, the cocoa mass, it's called, and the cocoa butter, and sugar, that's it.
Yep, don't mess with it.
Well, when he makes other things, he might put nuts in it or whatever, but that's the main part of the chocolate. He told me that, I think he said 80% of his customers ask for dark chocolate. Everybody is into dark chocolate, as am I. I love it.
Well, it's been promoted as a big health thing now. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think people are using that a little bit over the top for an excuse, but there is some health. Accountability to it, yeah.
That have been reported and studied, and they are real. But like you say, it's probably when it gets to marketing, it's over the top,
right?
But he does all kinds of making chocolates there, so you can walk in and see him doing it, and then walk out with a box or a bag or whatever. He has a lot of. He sells a lot to corporations, so yeah. They use it as gifts.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a great idea. And, yeah. Yep. So, yeah, all right.
It's
so.
open 6 days a week. Close uh-huh. right on Main Street.
In Main Street.
In Clinton. 29 Main.
Okay. So he can't be far from the new taffy, the new, it was just over there. There was another one, unless that's the new one that just opened, is it?
Yeah, the fudge shop.
Fudge shop, yeah.
Fudge shop opened, Clinton Fudge Company opened over Thanksgiving weekend.
Right.
And they make handmade fudge right on the site in the place.
Yeah.
And I talked to Mike Lewis, who runs it with his wife, and they make 13 different kinds of fudge.
Well,
I didn't know there were so many different kinds of fudge.
Well,
the fudge there is all fresh ingredients, and of course the chocolate even has a 1930s Hershey's recipe for fudge that he makes,
mm-hmm.
along with he puts in nuts and Oreos and Reese's chips and whatever.
Oh man!
And you can get your mouth is watering. I hear it.
Oh.
You can get fudge by the slice, and uh-huh. it's made dark milk or white.
Right.
So we
stopped over there. We stopped over there in the Clinton Parade, and I had their hot chocolate. It was really good.
Hot chocolate they make from mm-hmm. scratch, he said, with
yes.
steamed milk, which sounded to me like I should take a trip to Clinton.
There you go.
Been there.
Wow, you have an overdose if you hit both those places at the same time.
Right there. Yeah, right there. I could have some of Jean-Paul's creations and then go up the street there and have some fudge.
Wash it down with a hot chocolate.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Manette in Frenchtown makes lots of chocolates. They're molded chocolates, which she makes in Santa Claus or Nutcrackers or whatever. Or you can buy them singly or in a gift bag or basket, whatever.
Oh.
But it's quite a variety. Minette Redding is her name. She's right on Bridge Street in Frenchtown.
All right. Wow.
Got her. A long time. She told me she's been there for 11 years. I didn't realize it'd been that long.
You haven't been there recently, so.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. A leading political expert says two Republican candidates have the most at stake during tomorrow night's debate.
Cruz and Trump, they're going to be going back and forth at one another. They're battling for Iowa. It's the first contest, and the other contestants on the stage there are just going to be trying to get a word in edgewise.
University of Virginia Center for Politics Director Larry Sabato tells Fox News' Fox and Friends that the war of words between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump will spill over from this weekend onto the debate stage in Las Vegas tomorrow. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz is surging in the GOP presidential race. The latest Fox News poll of likely Republican caucus-goers has the Texas senator leading with 28% support. Trump has 26%, and Marco Rubio is third with 13%. Ben Carson, who led the Iowa poll in October, has fallen to fourth place with 10%. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
Chicago is mourning one of its firefighters today. The city's fire commissioner says Daniel Capinono died early this morning while fighting a warehouse fire on the city's south side. The 42-year-old Capinono died after falling down an elevator shaft from the second floor. The married father of three was a 15-year veteran of the department. The Federal Aviation Administration may be about to release new drone regulations today. There have been about 240 close calls with airplanes over the last 2 years, including an incident at Kennedy Airport in New York City in which a commercial pilot was forced to take evasive action.
Say again?
That drone is on the edge of the runway.
Pilots in New York and New Jersey have reported nearly 90 episodes in which drones flew dangerously close to their planes. That's the most of any region. New FAA rules will require owners to register drones. They want to reduce the risk that drones may pose to aircraft. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.